Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. So it's continuing to be just you and me. I've got another segment I want to spend some time with you, talk about some things. So I was just telling you about blockchain and my first introduction to a blockchain to you in a series that I'm doing. As I said earlier, this what I said to you today was an introduction to blockchain, and it's not going to be it's going to be hard to difficult to understand. For most people it is, and that's not just me saying that. And next week I'll be talking about how it works, how blockchain works. And the week after that, I'll talk about how you're likely to be connected, how you're likely to, be, to meet it the first time, how you're likely to be required to use blockchain one of these days. But this segment, I want to talk about an era, a period of time that we're entering right now that I think is going to be fraught with a lot of anxiety, a lot more than even now, a lot of maybe even some peril. Because what we have now is we have digital leverage that you and I have wonderful digital leverage. You use technology today to lower your payroll, to leverage the resources you have in ways that you never had before. It's great. The digital leverage that I have with the company, with my business, and the things that we do with the payroll, I mean, the efficiencies are enormous. It's great. And that would be fine if everybody was like you and me, and we just did our work, and we just were more efficient. And if it was all like that, it would be great. But we now find ourselves in a period of time where corporations, Not like Ford or GM or IBM of 25 or 30 years ago, where people thought they were too powerful and the antitrust people wouldn't let them merge with one with the other because they didn't want to have some kind of monopoly. Those were marketplace monopolies. We're now talking about companies like Facebook and Amazon and Google and others. These companies now have information about you and me. Data that they're collecting about you and me, that Ford and GM and IBM and those companies never had. All they were able to do was compete in the marketplace. Well, these companies now are finding that they don't just want you to do business with them. They want you to open up your life to them, and we are opening up our life in a lot of ways to them, and they're taking that information. And they're holding it, and they're selling it, they're marketing it, and they're manipulating things with it. So now comes the government, because many people are complaining about this, right? I'm one of the people. I'm a heretic on this. You know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. I'm a true technology digital leverage believer, but I don't like the status quo. I don't like how things are going. I'm concerned about how things are going. But yet, when the government gets involved, the government is not a digital thinking entity. It's an analog entity. It only understands how to get reelected. That's really all the government understands. Almost every interaction of the government is about getting reelected, getting somebody reelected, not solving problems, not really understanding the sophisticated issues in front of them. So my concern, I don't know whether to be more afraid of Facebook and Amazon, Zuckerberg and Bezos. I don't know whether to be more afraid of what they could create, what their world hath wrought, than I am the government's ability to regulate them. I'm not sure. I'm at a point right now where I'm not sure which is the most dangerous Zuckerberg and Bezos or Congress. And I'm serious, folks. This is the debate that we're going to have. And I'm telling you that you and I have to be involved in this. You and I have to be part of this debate, because if we're not, we're going to wind up with a system that's going to be hamstrung by overregulation of the government or by abuses by the tech companies. And it all comes back to ethics. And this is what I'm not plugging my book, but this was the motivation for writing my book, The Third Ingredient, was to understand that the human being in the 21st century is still not prepared to make the transition from the analog world to the digital world, especially from an ethical standpoint. Now, you and I are continuing to practice our ethics as we use technology, but we don't have the leverage that these big companies have. You and I aren't creating billions of lines of code that become algorithms that manipulate the world. And these big companies are doing that. And I'm telling you that there's little or no ethical consideration in any of those algorithms. And that's, you and I expect trust. We require trust. We expect ethics. And we're not getting that from the big tech companies. And that's what the government is going to respond to. And that's where I'm worried. What I'm worried about is that intersection between the tech companies and the government. I'm worried about that. What's going to come out from all of that? And you and I have to be involved. We have to be part of that debate. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.